The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Jamie Blumenthal, owner of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, and also RetireTheRightWay.com. He is in the house. And we're going to be examining an example in the Bible of handling a yuck situation. I think I better really listen to what I'm going to say for myself. Plus, the gospel kiss, not the band, the keep it simple, silly part of it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. You know, all three of those are actually pretty good. You want to survive. Yeah, that's good. You want to live, because not living, the opposite of that doesn't sound very good. And then prevailing means that you're doing something positive or good, or, you know, like kind of walking above the water. So one of them is treading water. One of them is kind of swimming on water. And then one of them is walking on top of water. Aha! Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. We are going to be doing trivia at the bottom of the hour, and you will have a chance if you want to share prayer requests or praise reports, whatever the case may be, 972-445-0770. Remember, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. That's all it is. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. In the studio to start out with, which I got to find out because I think you were on vacay. I think last week. Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Now, we've already had people reach out to Jamie. I'm going to tell you this right now. Getting in touch with Jamie, it doesn't cost you to contact Jamie. And Jamie is a specialist in how people retire and retire the right way. RetireTheRightWay.com. Is that a good segue?
Excellent. That's
okay. All right, so Jamie, talk to me a little bit about, first of all, you were on holiday? Did you go out of town?
Went out of town. We were in South Carolina.
Okay, how was that? Everything good?
Everything good.
Okay, no weather problems?
A little warm. It was a little humid.
Okay.
To be here. Okay. Glad to be back in Texas.
Back in Texas. So is that the kind of place where when it's humid there in Southern Carolina, South Carolina, where you get out of the shower and then you start to sweat?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
If you go outside, you'll sweat. Indoor air conditioning works great.
Okay. That's something very good to know. First, let's give people an opportunity for you just to identify yourself, your company, and what you do on the most simplistic level, because people need to be aware of prepping for the future. They don't want to fail to plan, because then they're planning to fail, right?
Right. People that don't have a plan are like in a rowboat in the ocean without a course or without the rudder. So what we can help people with at Retirement Strategies and Solutions is to actually feel confident about navigating a course. Come in, sit down with us. It's a no cost, free consultation. We'll determine what your age is, of course, your goals, objectives, your working time horizon. And we can run a couple different scenarios. Whether you're single, married, widowed, we will use all the tools available. Social Security maximization report. Should I take it at 62? Should I wait to 66? Or should I get a big bang for the buck and wait to 70? And then how do I bridge that gap and create additional supplemental income? So we can help you hit that ball out of the park and feel confident and secure about going into and through retirement.
All right, let me ask you a quick question right off of what you just said, because that's, you know, that's how it goes. So in the Social Security realm, are there ages you can take? Can you select when you take? Do you get to just pick yourself? Do they tell you you can take A, B, C, D, or E? You got to wait until the moon is over the left horizon with the nucleus of the sun going through Neptune? I mean, how does that work?
That's a good question. So the first is you have freedom of choice.
Wow.
And most people say, well, I've worked all my life. I'm going to draw it at 62. You know, as soon as I can, I'm going to start drawing that check. Well, the issue is people are living longer now, and they're not dying at, you know, 75 or 80. They're dying at maybe 87 and 94. So it would benefit you to file and suspend, which is a strategy that we've helped clients with for the last 13 years. There's also another strategy called restricted application. These are ways to help maximize each family's personal situation because everybody's a little different. To keep it very simple, if you take it at 62, you will get less money per month than if you wait to age 66. And if you wait to age 70, you'll even get more money. So if you take it at 62, you'll probably get about $2,200 a month. If you wait to 66, you'll get $2,850 per month. If you wait till you're 70, you can get $3,700 a month. So when you turn, when the eldest spouse turns 66 and they choose to start drawing their Social Security, the younger spouse, when they turn 66, they can get half the amount that the primary spouse has already started taking. That's called a restricted application. So they can get free money from age 66, from Social Security to age 70. And when they turn 70 themselves, they can drop that half spousal benefit and take their full. So just say they're both getting $3,500 a month because they waited till 70, they can get $7,000 a month, you know, family income just from the Social Security payment.
All right, so here's my question. And by the way, for those that are listening, retiretherightway.com. Retiretherightway.com. Their phone number, 800-287-1667. Just think of that as before 1776. 1667, 1667. My question then in that, and this would be my natural question. So you know how I try and bounce off these things. But if you pull it at 62,
you're stuck.
Okay, but don't you get four more years?
No. Once you start drawing it, it's that level payment for the rest of your life.
It but you get that at 62 versus 66. So in other words, let's say you take it early. You're getting it for those additional 4 years.
Correct.
But you're getting a smaller amount.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So it's a little bit, I don't want to say gamble, but it's a little bit of a...
Yeah,
I mean, you got to think it through. You got to have a strategy for it.
You know,
right?
We say kiddingly, there's only two reasons why you should take Social Security at 62. One is if you have a terminal illness and you're not going to live long enough, but you hate your job and you got to quit, so you need the money.
Okay.
So if you can delay, it's usually better.
All right. So the option there, or the mentality, is if you're able to delay, you want to delay.
Correct.
And although there might be a circumstance or two that requires a different approach, that's what somebody can meet with you about and
Absolutely.
Say, hey, you know, what about this and how does this work? And because if you're going to live into your 80s and 90s and you cut yourself short at that 62 mark, you could be losing thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
right?
And conversely, if they don't have their house paid off, but they want to kind of wind down working half speed, we would say, well, let's flip this thing around. Maybe it does make sense to draw your Social Security now, make that house payment and your car payment, and then we'll build a retirement plan to kick in at age 70. So there, you know, every situation's a little different. That's why we want to personalize and customize it for each person's needs.
Yeah, so I really like that. That was really an excellent answer because people need to understand this is the last thing that retirement is one size fits all. There
That's
is
correct.
Not even you're not even close to the ballpark if you're thinking that. And you might be in your 50s, you might be in your 60s, you might be in your 40s. You need to be if you're in your 40s, you need to be thinking ahead because believe me, it catches up to you pretty fast.
fast. I mean, that's the one thing I have
figured out. One additional tip for our listeners. If you are, say, lucky enough and fortunate to be married for at least 10 years, but unfortunate now to be widowed, you can get Social Security starting at early as age 60 from your deceased husband and still let yours continue to grow. So a lot of people come to our workshops and our seminars and they say, well, gosh, I'm 64 and I'm not drawing anything from my deceased husband. We're able to do a filing with the Social Security Administration and get them back pay for 4 years in a lump sum, plus get some income started immediately that they missed out on.
Is that 10-year mark the mark?
Yes.
And then I want to know who was in the room who set the 10. I don't know who said, let's make it 10 years. I mean, who said that?
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam said that. The uncle said that while that was going on. All right, so there's a couple things that we got so much info, man. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Awesome. You know,
it's incredible. All right, first of all, 800-287-1667. You're thinking, well, what is the advantage of me calling Jamie? Well, you can have a free consultation on the phone. You can talk to him. If you get together with him, he'll be able to give you a copy of his book, okay, which is kind of like the gold of it. But he has the book in his head and can apply it to your life, and that's a big part of things. And that way you don't have to try to
dissect.
And there
is no cost to formulate a retirement plan for any individual.
There's no cost for them. No. You can come out. It's just a matter of understanding how to coordinate the assets, right?
Yeah, we got to do a kind of a financial housekeeping, where the assets are, what are they in. You know, let's pull it all together and then check your beneficiary designations to make sure they're in good order.
All right. We didn't even get to any of the subjects. It's unbelievable. RetireTheRightWay.com. RetireTheRightWay.com. I'm going to take a short break and then come back more with Jamie. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip, and in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone, I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone. The question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We are hanging out with Jamie Blumenthal. He's the president. Well, I just want to say he's the co-owner of Retirement Strategies and Solutions because Nancy is the other co-owner, right?
She's the boss.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I know what's going on here. You're not fooling me here.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's when my wife is happy, when she's miserable, everybody is miserable.
Right.
That's how it goes. RetireTheRightWay.com. That is the website. The book, Retire the Right Way. It's got a picture of Nancy and Jamie on the front cover. I'm sure it wasn't airbrushed. They both look like they're 30. Okay, so anyway, we'll just leave that there. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. In the future, we're going to open it up for questions, you know, like down the road. We're not doing that yet because I want you guys to get to know Jamie. Let him become like a staple within the show. And then in the future, when you got questions, you can call and say, hey, what about this and what about this? It really is a great dynamic. And it's funny because other people's questions help other people who are listening. Great dynamic. All right. In the book, I have everything marked out. And I just want to talk about this real quickly. On page 11, it talks about to be where you want to be. It says, where do you want to be? How does a person assess, and this is going to sound kind of goofy, so bear with me. When they're 55, how do they assess where they think they're going to want to be when they're 70? How do you get there?
Very, very simple. But a lot of people think it's complicated. So first of all, we have to come up with the dreaded budget. What is the budget? What does it take to float the boat? How much does it cost to live your lifestyle living expenses? Rent or a mortgage, car payment, utilities, so forth and so on. So let's say it takes $5,000 a month to live. That's $60,000 a year.
Right.
Well, let's say your job... through your work, you get $60,000 a year through your job. So you're able to fund your lifestyle expenses with what gets deposited in your paycheck.
Right.
Right? The challenge comes, let's say you become disabled or you want to retire, but you can't afford to retire. How do you pay those lifestyle living expenses? So that's where the Social Security Maximization Report, the Social Security Plan, comes into play. So that is a major element to helping have additional income to look forward to.
Let me ask you something. So you're assessing what it is you need, and by assessing what you need, you determine through the Social Security plan what contributes into...
What's the shortfall?
What are you coming up short? Got it.
The Social Security is the best annuity guarantee there is on the planet. So after that guarantee pays, how much is my shortfall? So let's say my Social Security with my wife and myself, we're going to get $3,500 a month. Yeah, let's just pick a number.
Okay.
But we need $5,000 a month. So we're $1,500 a month short.
Okay.
So what do I need to put aside or plan for and save to grow and accumulate so we have that lump sum nest egg in 5 years or 7 years so we can start drawing $1,500 a month, $18,000 a year off that for the rest of our life to fill that income gap?
Okay. Now, let me ask you, with that, some people will say, okay, but that's going to cover me right to the line. I mean, in other words, there's going to be, you know, it's like I'm getting $3,500.
I need more money.
I mean, right. So it's $1,500. You bring it in, it's like right there at $5,000. But then what if something happens like
I saw this accident on the road the other day, and the car looked like an accordion.
Fortunately, nobody was hurt, but it still looked like an accordion, and I can guarantee that there's going to be money there. What happens when it happens?
So let's plan on having double that or $36,000 a year instead of $18,000 a year. Let's plan on the heavy side to sock away some money and get some guaranteed growth at, say, 7% guaranteed tax-deferred growth a year. You don't have to pay taxes on the interest, that it accumulates quicker and faster. It's called compound interest. And then we get to that number of $35,000 to $40,000 a year. And off of that, you can draw, you know, more income, which puts you ahead of your minimum goal that you need just to float the lifestyle living expenses. Let's say you now are getting $7,000 a month instead of $5,000 a month. And, you know, it gives you that peace of mind. You can lay your head on the pillow and know, I've got $20,000 in emergency now for an unplanned event, like an air conditioner or
anything, anything that goes out. Anything that doesn't have a warranty or doesn't have something that you're kind of covering. Right. Okay, real quickly, I just want to make sure everybody knows, retiretherightway.com. The reason that I tell people that during these interviews is we can get so caught up in the conversation, I forget. So retiretherightway.com, 800-287-1667. Is there a trend where people are planning, but they haven't really, they didn't maybe do, I don't want to say a good job, but they didn't really think much about it. They didn't sit down with an expert. They didn't really talk to anybody. So they have the plan. They look at the plan and they're like, man, I'm short no matter what every month. I mean, and then they what, have to go back to work, or I mean, what happens?
Yeah. So that is the unfortunate reality. There's lifestyle expenses and there's essential. And people say, you know, I don't want to deal with it because I know I can't get there. So they kind of are in denial. Like, I don't want to open my statement when the stock market's down, or I don't want to open my statement because I know I've lost money. Well, with our programs, you never will lose money, number one. Principal is guaranteed. The interest rate is guaranteed. And if the markets perform, it adds on top of that guarantee. So some people, you know, they wait till the 11th hour. People are human nature. They I've got some money set aside. I don't know if it's enough. I don't think it's enough. Maybe it is enough, but you should come in and get a tune-up, a checkup. Like you take your car to the mechanic. We're the financial doctor. We can, you know, listen to the symptoms, read out what's a threat. What's, you know, you're doing a good job. We just need a little tweak here, a little tweak there, and we can get you over that rainbow and live comfortably and have peace of mind with confidence.
Yeah, I think that's what people are not aware of. And I will tell you what I think the number one obstacle is. I'm just going to share it. I could be wrong. And you can tell me. And then even if Wonder Julie has an opinion, she can offer her opinion. But I think people are afraid to find out what's under the hood.
I think you're right.
I mean, I think it's like, kind of like, I'm hearing a noise in my car. I know what I'll do.
The engine check light's on.
Right, the engine check light is on. It's like, if I put a black piece of tape over this little red light, I won't see it, and therefore it won't be there. I think that's a problem.
Yeah, and much better to be involved and kind of get ahead of it a little bit so you can change the outcome. Because if you change the input, you can change the outcome. But if you keep doing what you're doing and don't recognize, you'll keep getting what you're getting. So, you know, it's better to get involved early on so you have an idea of, well, I'm here, but I want to be over here. And this, we will map out what needs to happen to get from point A to point B to C and D.
Yeah, I got it. All right, so here's the question. Is there anything you can say? I mean, in the Lord, you can take a strong position and say you don't have to be afraid, because look, the Lord's with you. So it's not like you're just doing this, you know, independently. But is there any? I mean, there's probably strategies that you use that to get people to get over that fear hump. I mean, is there anything that you would suggest other than saying, "Hey, give a call"? Worst case scenario,
give a call. You know, I would kiddingly say, "Who do you think sent me here?"
Yeah,
you know, I would say, "Listen, we've got to talk reality." You know, God is not going to take care of your bills unless, you know, you hit the lottery, you know. So it costs money to live. And, you know, it's a good thing to pay taxes for the blessed America we live in. If you ever have a chance to go out and travel around the globe and you see how much poverty and, you know, water, you know, we take a lot of things for granted here. So I would say, the earlier you get involved, the earlier you contact us, we can help give you a no-cost free consultation, get an idea of where you are, where you want to go, and how we're going to get there together.
Yeah. See, that reminds me of the joke. See, I have to do this. I'm sorry, I have to do it. But that's where the Lord's going to save me from the flood, and, you know, the flood comes, it gets on the roof, and then the boat goes by. Come on in. He goes, no. And then another boat goes by. Come in, no. Helicopter comes in, no. And the guy drowns and he dies. And he says to the Lord, why didn't you save me? He goes, I sent you help three times. It's like, you know, it's like that. It's like, right. You know, it's like people don't say, sometimes that's the Lord going, hey, I need you to do this. And then there is a lack of understanding how David, King David, did so much prep for Solomon before Solomon took the position. There's a lot of wisdom in that planning, and you get to look at that and go, look, that's right in the book. The king's laying it out for the son, going, this is this, I'm heading this way, this is how we got to take care of this. I mean, there was a real wisdom element
to
that.
It's a roadmap. You know, if you make a plan, you can just follow the plan. But to not make the plan, to be in denial of the plan, is a wrong approach.
Yeah, that's just the wrong approach. So here's the deal, folks, and I'm just telling you this. Can you believe you just did two sessions? How does that happen that fast? 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Now, again, the website, retiretherightway.com. And if you ever have a problem, like there's like, I couldn't track Jamie down for whatever reason, I couldn't get in touch with Nancy, or I couldn't remember the website, you can always go to davidspoon.com. I have a link under the sponsor tab. You can link to it directly to it. So that's another way to get there. So I'm giving you three different ways. And then if you forget that altogether, you can always call into the show, and then we can just tell you from the show. I mean, we'll just tell you, hey, this is the number here, 800-287-1667. Great. I mean, that's there's always these different ways to do it. Here's the key. You want to plan right, you want to retire right, and you want to retire the right way. I appreciate Jamie supporting what we're doing here on the show, and I want you to appreciate and reach out to him and utilize his services. That's the whole point. The whole point is there to help you, and he's a part of our family. So
yeah,
we
I will
that.
Say we've helped over 650 families in the DFW area over the last 20 years.
Good job.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you. Folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am. One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution.
You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience in education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Excellent job by Jamie Blumenthal. I think he did a fantastic job. I know people are thinking this, and so let me just dispel this rumor right off the bat. There is nothing in that entire two-segment interview that was planned. Zero. Zero. You're thinking, what do you mean? We don't sit there and talk ahead of time and go, we're going to do this. I said, I want to ask you one question about this. That was all that we had going. That's pretty good. He's fun to talk to, easy to talk to. But I think the point that he's trying to make, it's not that the Lord wouldn't miraculously provide for us from time to time, but he is trying to lay down, hey, you need to have a plan going in here. You don't just go in and go, it'll happen just because I said so. I mean, the Lord gave you resources for a reason. Let's use wisdom in how to utilize that. I think that's cool. All right. Wonder Julie, you doing okay? Everything going good for you?
I'm rocking it.
I'm rocking it. I do want to say today is National Raspberry Cake Day. It's something else, but I'm not going to say what the other thing is. It's National Raspberry Cake Day, so if you like raspberry cake, I don't really know how they came up with it being Raspberry Cake Day or who picked it, but all I can say is I like raspberries and I like cake. So, you know, that reminds me of that Friends episode where Joey eats that thing that's got like meat and dessert and all this stuff put in it, and the person did the pie the wrong way from England. And he goes, what's not to like? There's meat, there's dessert, there's potatoes. It's like, yeah. I relate to that, unfortunately. Trivia question. Da, 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 da. Trivia question. Here it is. This is a big one. Let's see if you can get this. This is a big one. Okay? All right. Who was the Gospel of Luke written to? Now, before you answer, I understand it was written to all of us. I'm not talking about that. But there is a person that is indicated. A person that is indicated. I want you to tell me who the individual was. The Gospel of Luke, who was written to. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. And we are going to forego all the other stuff because I'm so far behind. I'm far behind. So here's something I want to talk about. I want to talk about the yuck. Like a Bible example of handling yuck. All right? Acts 16, verse 22 through 25. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison. And the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Just want to stop right there. If I was doing an exegetical in Acts, this would be a three-week sermon. Listen to the story. Paul and Silas are preaching the gospel. They're ministering in the power of the Spirit. They're doing great for God. They get stripped and beaten after they're accused. They're severely flogged, which means they weren't just flogged. They were severely flogged. They were thrown into the prison, and then the jailer was told to be very careful how he handled them. And what did he do? He put them in the inner cell. So you had three levels of cells, one, two, three. The inner cell is the inmost cell, or almost like a solitary confinement mentality. And their feet were fastened in stocks. They weren't going anywhere. And it's about midnight. And Paul and Silas are, ready? Praying and singing. If this was done now in America, we would be talking to the press and suing. But that society for them in Rome, that didn't work that way. But they were praying and singing. They were in, it's pretty much persecution as you're going to get to if you're following what's going on. They got beaten up. They were thrown in prison. They were stripped. They were flogged. Everybody's keeping an eye on them. People are watching them. And they're praying and singing. Dude's in prison. Doing what? Is he complaining? No. When I have something go wrong in traffic, I complain. Here's Paul and Silas in prison, not complaining. When I have something go wrong in a relationship, like in business, I complain. When I have a conflict with somebody and the person and I are not walking in a peaceful connection, I complain. I whine. I tell God how unjust the whole thing is, right? Of course, that other person is doing that too. Both people are doing that. There's Paul and Silas. What are they doing? They're praying and singing. I almost understand the praying part and can buy into that in the sense that I think I've been in situations and they've been really bad and horrible and persecutions, serious persecution, praying. The singing part is just out there. They're singing hymns to God. They're praising God in a horrible situation. Instead of telling God how he can do a better job, which I think I've done from time to time, they're singing to the Lord. Isaiah 61:3, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Listen to that passage. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. All right, now, let me say this real carefully. I am not a name it and claim it guy. Okay, I don't think everything that everybody teaches in all of the different theologies or every person is just super duper bad, evil, whatever. Okay, but I'm not a name it and claim it. I'm not a, you know, secret guy. You think about it and it shows up at my front door. I'm not that guy. But I am a guy that believes that faith plays a very important part and dynamic faith plays a very important part. I think I have a faith in God, and then I need to have a faith with God or for God that he's generous or kind or merciful. So I think there's a couple different levels there. And I think a dynamic faith is really important. I think Hebrews 11:6 makes it clear that without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is, that means he exists, and that he's a rewarder of them that seek him, which means that he responds, he rewards. He has I think response is probably the best word. He responds to people. I think you have to have an active, dynamic faith to do that. And I see as you go through Scripture, one of the things that is, you just can't mistake this portion, is everything in every book of the New Testament most specifically, talks in some fashion about praise or thanksgiving or some kind of expression of gratefulness or connection to God. Even in Galatians, where that the singing praises phrase is not used, we see that the fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy. There is some gratitude, attitude of gratitude throughout the New Testament, and a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness from Isaiah 61:3 tells me, one, that it's a genuine faith offering praise in the midst of trouble. Two, if a person tries to offer praise in the midst of trouble because they're trying to manipulate God, it will never happen. It will never work. It has to be a genuine praise that beyond our understanding, God is working something together in some special way, be it our demise so we can see him, or anything less than that, he's still working it in his plan. And these guys were beaten up and they were in prison and they were singing hymns to God. And the thing that a lot of people don't catch is right after that, it has a little comma, and it says, and the other prisoners were listening to them. People hear what you say, see what you do, respond to your response and your engagement with God, whether they're believers or not. You are a witness. I am a witness. We are a witness. And when we get into a tough situation and we complain, it can create not just problems, but a bad witness. Now, I'm not advocating you go around smiling all the time like nothing ever is bothering you and somebody sticks a hot poker in your eye and you just go, praise the Lord, and you're just like, you know, that fakey thing. You know what I'm talking about. But I am advocating that in the depths and the heart of the hardest moments, genuine, sincere praise is a absolute demonstration of faith that God is still working in your best interests. I know it's tough. I think it's tough. But I think the more you look at it and the more you examine it, I'm not talking about putting on a fake Jesus face. I'm talking about, Lord, I don't get this. Everything seems wrong or doesn't appear right or whatever the case may be. But I do thank you that you are in charge and that you love me, you care about me, and you'll help me. And I praise you for it. That's what I'm talking about. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey! You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Their favorite joke is when the guy comes in, he goes golfing and comes into his wife and he just got back from golfing. You know, there's when he's sweating everywhere. Oh, this is a classic. He's sweating everywhere and he's really tired. He's like and she's like, what happened? He goes, my gosh, it was the worst. It was about the fourth hole and we were playing and all of a sudden, you know, Herb fell over and had a heart attack. She goes, oh, my goodness, what did you do? He goes, well, it was hit the ball and pull Herb. Hit the ball and pull Herb.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that, too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
The David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Soke doki artichoke. I like that. I don't know why that saying just seems so, I don't know, okie doki artichoke. There's a couple of things like that that I really do like. It's terrible. Like, you know, like the one that rhymes with donkey. I mean, I just like the all those goofy sayings. I'm into the sayings thing. Where are we? What are we doing? Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com or just davidspoon.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. Da 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 da. Our phone number. Oh, we got somebody calling in now. I guess I didn't even get to the question. The question was, who was the Gospel of Luke written to? I have a feeling somebody's going to be answering that question before I even get to the next section. I hope it is true. If not, I have multiple questions. There's only 700,000 plus words in there, so plenty of questions I could ask you. Okay, but it does appear as though somebody is going to answer. This is David. With whom am I talking?
Yes, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm enjoying your show again every day.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, every day I'm on the road after a concert. I'm driving home to Fort Worth. I catch your program. I really like it a lot.
Well, I appreciate that, Jerry. That's very nice of you. All right, so now I'm going to ask you this big question. I want you to be ready because there's a follow-up, kind of a follow-up. But do you remember in the Gospel of Luke who it was written to?
Well, I was thinking Acts, but Theophilus.
That is, it's Theophilus. Now watch this. You'll love this, all right? And you might know this. Do you know what Theophilus means?
No.
It means one who loves God. It's written to Theophilus, who's a guy, right? And actually, yeah. Acts is written to him from Luke and as well as Luke. But Theophilus itself, the word itself, his name itself means one who loves God. So it's really kind of cool to think it actually is written to Theophilus or one who loves God, which would be all of us who love him.
Amen. Amen. That's great. Well, thank you for telling me something I didn't know.
Yeah. That's a cool thing, man. I remember reading that going, what? I love it. I love stuff like that. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. I hope you're doing really well. Now, next week, we've got our prizes all coming back because we have a little more that we've saved up. So I want you to be able to call in if you get a chance so you can win some money, okay?
I'll do that, but I don't take money for the Word of God at all. So I'm not going to get any money. I just taste it on somebody else. That's just what I feel about not using money for God's stuff. That's just personal.
Yeah. But anyway. You're a good man, Jerry. That's very cool of you. I appreciate that. All right. You have a fantastic weekend, by the way.
Yeah, you and your wife, too, and your family. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Excellent. Boy, Jerry, right on target nailing down Theophilus. That is great. And then we get a little bit more knowledge on Theophilus. That's really cool. Love it. This is why I love radio. Right here. If I had a bazillion, gazillion, trazillion, zillion, zillion dollars, instead of owning like radio stations, I would just do shows. That'd be cool, right? And then no wonder Julie would be like, yeah, because then you can pay me something. You know, just remember, I buy wholesale, sell retail. Just keep that in mind. All right, so that whole thing is you're not going to get paid a ton is really where that was going. Okay. All right, leave me alone. Let's see. Here's my next segment that I want to close on. It's pretty simple, and the reason it's pretty simple is because it's called KISS. And it's not the band, so stop thinking weird things. Keep it simple, silly. Now, that is not what that stands for. You know it. I know it. Every person listening on the radio knows it. But you're not supposed to say the word stupid because people don't like the word stupid. So for me to say keep it simple, stupid is offensive to some people. But if I say keep it simple, silly, that's not offensive to some people. So for those people that are easily offended, KISS, keep it simple, silly. And for those who know the underlying thing there, keep it simple, stupid. There you go. All right, Acts chapter 16, verse 30 through 31. I know we make a lot of this, but I do want to point this out. He then brought them out and asked, sirs, this is the jailer, what must I do to be saved? And they replied, well, we'll give you a list from the church. It's about 900 things long. And oh, wait, that's not what they said. They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. So what do we do? What do people need to do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus and they will be saved. Now, what happens is inevitably, because we're connected to churches and different theologies, we go, yes, but there's a whole lot behind that. Yeah, not for the jailer. Not for that guy. You know what the whole lot behind that was? The whole lot behind that was believe in the Lord Jesus. And he believed in the Lord Jesus. He did get baptized. His family believed. They got baptized. The family didn't get saved because of his faith. The family had their own faith. We'll talk about that another time. I don't have time to do that today. But what happens is we try to overdo it. Instead of people just sharing what God did, we want to tell them, you have to share by going through this class. That's not the way to do that. Just tell people what happened. You'll figure out how to say it as you keep saying it. You got to believe in the Lord Jesus. And there is no and. You got to believe in the Lord Jesus. We got to stop adding. Like when Billy Graham would do an altar call, he didn't go, okay, I'm going to give you 30 things to review. And if you pass on 26 of them, come up to the altar. He would say, if you want to have a new life and meet Jesus, come up to the altar. That's okay. So for those of you out there that need a little bit of a refresher course, I want to throw this in your direction on purpose. Okay, on purpose. Because we just got to keep it simple. Okay? We just got to, instead of making the entry point into faith complex, you don't have to do that. Did you know, here's an amazing thought. Once a person gets saved, did you know that God is really good at taking that person and rearranging stuff in their lives much better than you, me, a pastor, a group of people? It's not that discipleship is bad. Don't misunderstand. It's just that God is better at making people look like Jesus than we are. That's all. He's really, really qualified because it's Jesus that's doing it. Here's the reality. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yeah, I don't need much to figure that out. Anybody who's honest knows that. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin, the first part of the verse, the wages of sin is death. So if all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages for that, it's death. The remedy, 6:23b, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not adding stuff to that. It's the gift of God is eternal life in Christ. Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his own love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Why? Because he loves us. Are we worth it? No. But we can still receive it. Best love story ever. Here's the response. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Ding! That's it. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Ding! I mean, I'm not trying to oversimplify, but the gospel is only complex when we make it complex. The reassurance, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So when the jailer came to them and he said, sir, what must I do to be saved? And they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved. That was it. We're done. Ta-da! Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I know we're throwing a lot of other stuff on there, but it's like, dude, when you meet somebody and they're really hurting and you want to share Jesus with them, you don't have to be a perfect preacher or perfect teacher or perfect reacher, anything. You just tell them, you know, the Lord can really help. Why don't we just pray and ask Jesus to help you and come into your life? You don't say anything else. That's it. The whole thing. Boom, done. Because the moment they pray that prayer, if there is one zillionth of an ounce of reality in it, it's over. God then goes, okay, now I'm here. Times are changing. Don't you love that? What must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you'll be saved. There you go. Okay, so what am I going to do on the close of Friday? The same thing I try to always do, although sometimes I forget. Let's just pray for the good stuff to stick and the bad stuff to fall off. Father, we come before you right now in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you for help by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would allow us to retain, help us to retain, fight against the enemy so we can retain all the good things that you've brought into our lives, all of the things that you've taught us, all of the wisdoms and the insights throughout the entire week, throughout every encounter we've had. Not, Lord, just on this show, on every show, on every sermon, on every moment, everything that we've engaged with, let it stick into us deeply. And anything that's painful or that would draw us away from you, let that fall off of us. We just pray you would seal the work you're doing in our lives. We bless you, we honor you, we glorify you. Father, we pray to you in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, with help from the Holy Spirit. We ask for your blessings on this week and on the rest of the people around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break, and then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. You're beautiful.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.